Right, so that's tape or reel 11. And Jim, you were just, I think, on your way to Brussels talking about Whiteside.
After we want to leave Golden Gok, we more or less went on a more or less a it like a rest. And every, as far as I knew, every battalion of all what we did it were having this rest. Before they went on, but it was still carrying on, but there were so many out of each took that to rest. So that eventually, by the time we went to Ryan, he'd have all have had about 5 or 6 days proper job, cleaned up and everything. So he come to me right side and said, mate, 15 of the late Jimmy, so that. But he touched me and he said, not need it because we're coming back. No. We need it now, but we don't need it when we get there because we'll be up to grind back to near Brussels. So it goes down, obviously we'll follow it route down, 240 up, 240 down, that's how it was. Little did I know that we were leading divisional repatriation troops, which were a lot, and Whiteside had been fully in charge to do it. So, we get to in Osnabrück, I think it was called, near Brussels. Jimmy said it's not, but I think it was something like that. He put us through a farmhouse where a farmer, now the oldest farmer, which would be a Belgian, wouldn't it?
That was Belgium, yeah.
And his wife, son and daughter, and no good of children. So he said, you stop here. First couple of nights, we're sleeping on floor on a night. Day after, he said, come to tell farmer, come. Pull his tractor up, he said, you bet. And he put a bed up for me and this other driver, two of us, 1,500 weight. What was your meal? David, I forget his name. But there was two of us, two drivers. I was driving a Whiteside, he was driving on the MTO.
Yeah.
So, two beds and everything lovely. And as we were taking after 400 days, check them back up near Ryan. I just don't know where it goes. But this night we were setting off. And I had two outriders up front. They were supposed to sat with me all night. Not leave us. Now I'm emphasizing that. We set Softman on the break because fellas and all, I don't think we're that big, but it's something like that.
Brussels area.
Then,
Brussels area.
And we're going up to lads. Really, these lads would have had a rest and taking another lot back. Up at night, back at day. As I set off, about 2 o'clock in the morning, I think I've been done a British soldier to take out the division around the railway yard. It's a division. Big opening, I thought, this is it. And it went and he said, so, don't worry, I had to stop him. He said, what do you think you're going? I said, no, it's all right. So he gets going. And I'm following this 240, believe me, it went to be pretty small, 240 up to. The two motorbike men disappeared. Captain Whiteside were like this with the bomber's jacket. Wolves had it all the time. Coming in his eyes.
Cap over his eyes.
He never shifted that cap to the morning. Went asleep. He says, I stopped every 2 hours. When he got down, he said, you know the square, I said, said, what time did Walter Banks leave you? I won't want to tell him. I said, eh? He said, what time did Donald leave you? I said, well. He said, what time did he leave you? He said, I see him going. I thought, he looked at me, I thought you were, you're not asleep.
Hmm.
So I said, Sergeant, what's yours on the motorbike, Dixon? Test his own eyes up here. First officer, leave you. Oh, yes, sir, he said, leave your bikes there. Get back to us, company, C company, D company, get walking.
He sent them back to their units without the motorbikes.
They had no unit, they were actually done out. But he put them in companies, get on your feet, he said. You'll think how much that motorbike will work to you.
Yeah. So they were just left there, the motorbikes?
Just left me.
Yeah.
They left me too.
Yeah.
He said he did a great job there.
Mm.
So there we are, he said. Like, yeah.
So you were just ferrying people back and forth to the...
Oh, I should say. Oh, for about a month. Up and down, up and down.
Mm.
I used to fetch gold back.
Mm.
See? Mm. And it would have meant things, which is even a London map, it's not called, such as ours. And I kept out for the families going and there were tittle, you know.
Yeah.
5 pints a time.
So after that...
After that, what...
Can you think of after that?
We went up to the Rhine.
Was that to go across the Rhine?
I wasn't fighting.
Right.
He said, you stick to that 1500 weight. He swore it. That day I didn't know what it was.
Hmm.
He said, and that wagon must not be empty. He said, why it's fine, so he would have us. That vehicle mustn't be emptied under no circumstances. You make your bed in there, he said, make it your living quarters over.
Hmm.
He said, well, them boxes must always be in that vehicle. He said, if they're not in that vehicle, I want to know.
Which boxes are these?
As far as I know, true or false, I never see where they went to what. But they did go, when we got in Hamburg, man. It was said that it were all foreign currency money for all the services.
It's not the 53rd Division money that you had in the Ardennes?
Aye.
It was that?
Got to be.
Mm.
Never left that vehicle. It must have been money printed in this country. Well, it's got to be printed in this country.
Mm.
Which he'd been sent over. It may have been unloaded at Antwerp when they got cleared the docks. You see, they wanted Antwerp because we were getting too far. See?
So, are you saying then that you drove this lorry then all the way?
All the time.
From crossing the Rhine?
Crossing the Rhine. The lads what were in the airport, airborne. Excuse me, you could see them. You know, come up waving to you.
Hmm.
They slid up, I said, thank God bless you. Because they didn't know where they were dropping.
You saw them actually dropping? Jumping out?
Where the lads were going over,
you know,
they didn't know where they were dropping. Then we carried on then, obviously, we're moving all the time.
Yeah.
Right? Until May, was it?
Well, the war ended May 8th.
Thank you.
Hamburg was about May 4.
Yeah. May 4th. Well, the 3rd and the 4th, when we get up to Hamburg, which there was no fighting really, it was a matter of just keeping going.
Hmm.
Stopping, consolidating, like making everything right, secure, not going stupid. You know what? Because officers meant you were everything like that, and they don't know what to say, when they're driving and taking orders.
Mm.
But you could see what they were. So far, so many they stop. Don't get too carried away.
Mm.
Like they didn't know, but we didn't know what was facing, really, did we? It didn't matter.
Mm.
We polished them off at our dance. We polished them polished them off 8 hours, Andrew, polished them off at lateral. There's going to be much more, which they know. But they're a bleak halt. It was in all that fighting. And that was to let the Russians, which, like, should never have been in Churchill, didn't really want it, but Andrew now wanted it. And when you listen to History Channel now, you can understand why. Hmm. How many thousands upon thousands of troops did you lose in Berlin, the Russians?
I have no idea, John. Okay.
But if you listen to that, it's the channel on here.
Mm.
It's on now, and it comes to Russians. I think you 40-odd thousand, 50-odd thousand men. After Hitler was shot. Right? So, Andrew now, and then what are we doing? Although it caused a lot of order after mine, didn't it? Mm. You know, breaking up and whatever. They wanted this and the other to put the Berlin Wall up. But how many soldiers did they lose?
Yeah.
But then again, they weren't worried. Because if a Russian soldier didn't go forward and he turned back, he was shot.
Mm.
Thousands of Russian troops were shot.
Mm.
That never happened to the British Army. Thousands of them.
But what do you, because you were saying that you were in Hamburg, Jim. So yeah. So what do you remember of Hamburg?
Before Hamburg. Yeah. The day before Hamburg, which is, I say, or the day before that, 3rd, 4th or 5th, like when war was finished. See?
Mm.
We're like the Pot Road. I'm not saying all that side, but the Russians have lived to 15 other weight women. And bear in mind, I'm a long way behind the lads. I'm not feeling very good.
Mm.
I'm just the echelon. You know what echelon is, don't you?
Yep, I do.
Administration echelon.
Yep.
Everything we're in that echelon, what the lads wanted.
Mm.
Now, Rick Middle, no worry. Only unless you're unlucky. But it were early morning, and after being rough, wet it like wool, and it was lovely, May, a lovely morning.
Mm.
The sun was shining, sat there, grilling up on the thing. And there was a soldier. He was up and down the road, and he was as drunk as a mug. And he was a Scottish lad, never forget his own mother. So, I just don't know what to wear. It could have been CQMS, but somebody always. 9 out of 10 times somebody was. That was for what, right?
Back of the lorry. More than right. Yeah.
More than right.
Yeah.
And he says, well, what's all that for? What's going on? There's German tanks and everything lined up there. They're after a flag off here, Terrace.
Mm.
And after all, fighting and all, striving, you know, the weariness as you've gone through, you couldn't understand me. It made you be a bit worried. You're passing target tanks. He said, I can't understand. I said, I don't know either. He said, must be right, because tanks have gone forward, see? And this lad, he said, somebody picked him up anyway. He said, better get all on him and pin him down, because he got knocked down. There are all sorts flying about. You can imagine, you know.
Mm.
What were he saying?
What was he saying, Jim?
The finest words you ever heard in your life. The war's finished. 6, 7 o'clock at morning. So I said, hey, right, the war's finished. He said, yeah. He said, no wonder he's drunk, you know.
Whiteside said that.
He said, no wonder he's drunk. He said, oh, Whiteside, there's much faith in the world. It will finish, man.
Right.
Just a bit after, there's the signing board, which on a jeep, coming up. Title, Dodal, they're not signed treaty, four of them. Five of them sat in a jeep. Who we? This has made my argument ever since the war. Who we? Montgomery.
He was in the jeep with these. And they went past where you were?
Yeah, they went up the road.
In the opposite direction
more
as you?
More or less. The German armistice, I don't know what anybody's ever told you before now, and you've been to a few, have they told you?
Tell me what.
About the armistice.
Well, tell me, you tell me about it.
No, tell me if they've mentioned it. They passed us, salute this jeep, fancy salute this jeep, they looked up on what I was saying.
Montgomery was in there.
Well, blow the bloody jeep off the road, that's all they were thinking, you know.
Yeah.
Saluted anyway, went up the road. Montgomery was said to be there, but all the proper people, what signed that armistice was there.
Okay.
And they would not sign to anybody else, only the British Second Army.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's as true as I'm here, and you can put that anywhere you like.
Mm.
That was the very first armistice ever signed. Montgomery had him sign it, yeah. It really wasn't official until that went to Eisenhower. He'd had to have ease. Montgomery was the first man to have the armistice in his hand. And they didn't mark that in Yanks at all.
There's two dates on that.
Thank you.
On that form.
See?
There's the fourth.
Yeah.
Which is cross throw.
Yeah.
And the fifth, which is written in.
I told you. It's been minor, it's younger, it's signed to Eisenhower. Even Italy, Challen, it's signed to Eisenhower. No way. They signed to Montgomery of the British Second Army. I'm not talking about 53rd Division or 43rd or 20th. The British Second Army commander, Lord Montgomery. And they signed that day, the day before Muncie ever see it. Or Muncie hadn't done it after. But Muncie was the first one. Because they signed too.
Yeah. So you've now got the news of the end of the war. And you're in Hamburg.
No.
No, you haven't.
No. We didn't know anything about that really, did we? Like it's above us. The big people, the general.
Yeah, this is history. You learn this later.
At the same day.
Okay.
They've gone and done what they had to do.
Yeah.
Actually, Hamburg was declared an open city, if you know what that means. You know what that means?
No.
There's no fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there were about 54,000 people dead under debris. It stunk. It was worse than going to a displaced persons camp. There were no roads possible. Bulldozers were making roads through so they could get through either and just where you were blocked off with. London were a picnic tambourine.
Any people around, Jim?
None. Then. They get the work. They're all in bunkers and anywhere they could get out of. Cellars. Anybody could live. And we was put into Hamburg place headquarters. And I'll never forget it. And there weren't a thing around it. They were ugly. No devastation at all. And it went back to Kiel Canal. And of course the empty headquarters. When you get a rifle, you throw a bolt that way, come to the way, slip it. And that's where I got me heavy-handled Luger. and had it up to him, won't we? Mm. And I've often thought about it since. We threw these all empty, all the police stations, in the back of the police station, you know.
Yeah.
Which it was hell of a long place. And when I was throwing them away, I'll never forget it, I think I was with them. I told them out of carriers for everything. And there was a German, it was a naval officer of some sort, coming up this river like it into Kiel, to Erebus, where we were throwing. And he said, yeah, oh, stop it, like so. 50 cent. Think we can knock his hat off? I said, come on, I'll have a do it anyway. And, you know. What would have gone on? Finished it at night. Huh? What would have gone on? I thought, if he's not that low, if he'd have dropped onto the bullet.
But, so what happened? Did he knock his hat off?
Oh, I didn't. No, we didn't. Mm. Anyway, it must have been like it's in a little tiny shop. All over the place. But anyway, I just jumped ahead of myself there a bit, because the night before, after we were supposed to salute the Jeep in the morning, 7:15 that night, we'll be on the 4th, that right?
The sounds 5th. Okay.
What day did it finish? The 5th?
5th, 4th stroke 5th.
Or the 5th, but it could have been the 4th, I would say, the day before. And everybody were just shaking hands with one another. A lot were even crying. It's a relief, isn't it? So, well, we've made it.
So, how did you feel then, Jim?
Well, I know I was going back to Ivy and my daughter, didn't I? You know, I used to think many a time, I wonder if I've ever seen her again. It's hell of a dream, but, like Eric Fergie, he come, got her and never forget it, tears down, kissing her cheek, and Benny, and the director, it's a great feeling. You've been like that for what, 12 months?
Mm.
And they say your nerves are a bit shaky.
Hmm.
Well, yeah.
So you felt elated, did you?
Oh, a very funny thing happened there. I think it's very, very quick. He said, I told that since I see somewhere. Quite a whiskey in a boat where I was throwing them. Because, well, Harry's got all stuff in him, not just me. He said, I've looked anyway. Come back. Proper White House whiskey. Old sherry, is it sherry brandy?
Yeah, sounds okay.
Old sherry brandy. Don't remind me of that. Anyway, he called. We're in the digs. He placed digs. He said, I'm off. Lovely. I'll have to be, you know, in that mud and wet. In the digs. Finds this boat at Ripple. So somebody had got to go down there. They were all ready for off. So the lad went for 1,500 weights and that, unloaded it, and they made it what they call an amber. And lads will tell you who you're going to see. I think it was a Red Star canteen. And it was just three in. And I had a word, you know.
All this whiskey went to this canteen?
Aye.
Mm. Well, whiskey and booze.
Everything.
Mm.
And with this lot of time, he had no chance, had he? He didn't ask the enough. I believe he run out of when he went to the touch. He said, run out of that kid. I mean, he's talking away. Where they've been experienced soldiers, they're not talking away. Like, D.A. Harry. No proper sense, no. Didn't answer him up. But anyway, where we was, it was the last boat of it, all our companies together. I'm on summer. I'm not on it, of course, as usual. I were out with Colonel Mark driving. Every quarter.
Mm.
Every quarter, me, and I'm not on.
Mm.
Anyway, managed to get a bottle of Old Straight Brandy. The Germans were all over that night at 12 o'clock. We were shooting. And it turned it around. Just to me. Well, there's a short period, of course, Amber. And that's where talking to our family says, come on, you do tell with me today, Smudger. Which he, I said, where are we going? He said, we're going to this. These people, what we're sorting out, our own mother, whatever, you know. And this was the first time I said, well, he said, we're going to Belsen. We're Belsen in our sector.
Yeah, I mean, it's not too far from Hamburg. But it would be a reasonable drive from there.
He said, we're going to just put it first on stamp. What worked for the book other than Belsen?
Yeah. Well, no, Belsen will be the nearest one to you that I know of.
So I shall go to Belsen. I might be telling lies. We're going to a displaced person.
Mm.
So, say it, man.
Okay.
Oh, it's there.
Yeah.
So I don't know how long we've been driving. And he kept saying, come and say, what's that smell? I said, well, it's good to this man's, isn't it? I said, yeah, how do you get in the car? I said, it's good. He said, it's good stomach. I pulled up at this place. I said, bodies. I mean, you're looking at soldiers' dress. They're looking at bodies and bones stuck out and eyes out. He said, well, so I'm going over. I thought this is one man I'm going. I've been back to boy. Because we're all tossers, we're in that there. Not even much of it. I said, no. He said, well, but I said, no. But I said, you're right, I'll stop here. There's no chance. He didn't bother. Anyway. Oh, we're whispering. And as I say, well, like that before. It probably jumped. And oh.
His Adam's apple was going before.
It weren't going down the way, big man. But he didn't go so far. Come on, I think we better go.
Who was this? This was...
I think it was called Connolly from Burton.
Yeah.
He said, I think we better go.
What did you go there for in the first place, do you know?
He went. There's some... what they call sections. These lengths had a section to keep... everybody had to be off the street for 9:30.
Hmm.
That section and that part of Hamburg, a bit tops and books. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So he went, more or less.
So you were still in Hamburg, yeah?
He didn't go because he's not the highest.
Were you still in Hamburg then?
We was in Hamburg then.
Oh, well, then it wasn't Belsen.
No, we was in Hamburg. Mm. We were stationed in Hamburg.
Yeah.
But as I say, I don't know how long we drove, but it was a displaced person's place.
Mm.
Anyway. I didn't let that register with me. That's one thing I put out. Because if I do kids and all, it's not Englishman's way of life, put it that way. And we went back and we put on patrol at night. Everybody to be off street 9:30.
Mm.
An old jeep had a bit of a torchlight. Searchlight.
Yeah.
Run off two men, down also back, like a jeep. Put it on, you could try right down the road.
Mm.
And off from under then. So, look, there's a boat there. And they're firing. What would you come in if you shot them?
Mm.
More repeats.
Mm.
You know? I don't know. Anyway. Went to this other displaced person's camp, which was we had to go to keep the people in. After, well, it was finished, of course. By the way, go back to the night as war finished.
Yeah.
When everybody in England were dancing and blinking their, you know, do you know where we were? Stunned out. You couldn't imagine that, could you?
You were relieved, but you were on guard. You were still soldiers, Jim, I suppose.
Well, that's it. You see, you never let you... Never go top guard. And I said, Daddy said, you don't do it. And that wireless, little wireless we had. It's just Blackpool. You see that Blackpool Tower? And I said, Charlton. You're there up to the eyes in bricks and mortar. And up to guard, but on guard. That's the British Army.
Yeah. So the war ends in Hamburg. And where do you go from here, Jim, or what happens from here?
Well, I was in Hamburg, and it was done. He came for me one day, tech level to HQ, which were at Duisburg.